In 2000, I went on the AIDS bike ride in Alaska. My friends told me about it and asked me to join them. At first, I was afraid. My friends are good bike riders. They are used to riding long distances because they do it all the time. They persuaded me to try it because it was for such a good cause. To get ready for the ride, I had to make some lifestyle changes. I used to be a little overweight, so I had to slim down and get in shape. First, I went on a diet. I'm used to a lot of meat, but now I try to eat mostly vegetables and fish. Also, I decided to get more exercise. I used to take the bus to work every day, but I decided to start riding my bike to work. I work 10 miles from home, so it was hard for me at first, but little by little, I got used to it. On the weekends, I started to take longer rides. Eventually, I got used to riding about 45 to 50 miles a day. When the time came for the AIDS ride, I thought I was prepared. I live in San Francisco, which is hilly, so I was used to riding up and down hills. But it's not cold in San Francisco. On some days, the temperature in Alaska was only 25 degrees Fahrenheit with strong winds. At first, I couldn't get used to the cold and sometimes had to ride in the van. It was especially hard to get used to the strong winds. But little by little, I got used to it. I am proud to say I was one of the 1,600 riders who finished the ride. I didn't used to think that one person could make a difference, but I raised close to $4,000. As a group, we raised $4 million. And I've become a much healthier person because of this experience.